chega, assim vai começar. Não se fie nas horas de vaga, tem folha caindo pra te invocar. Chegou pra marcar, tu chegou pra festa.
Oh, That's a good entrance to this show. Hi, welcome back to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is All Things McGill. This is our first show in a couple weeks, I would say.
We have been severely behind on recording these. Everyone at CKUT hates us.
Sometimes I get self-conscious about that.
About how little we record?
Well, we actually recorded a show. It was Sunday, and I was like, we really have to record a show. So I just talked. I had a conversation with Micah and Lucia, and I was like, cool, let's put this on air.
That's how it goes.
Sometimes, that's how it goes.
And you know what? If this is the thing, is that all podcasts are just people talking to each other and having conversations, and like, everyone listens to those. So.
Yeah, honestly, so many people from my high school have started podcasts, and I'm literally wondering why anybody cares.
I know. I know one girl who has an organizational podcast where she just talks about like organization tactics she uses.
What does that mean?
Is she just like, and this is like how I study, like study with me. And it's just her like narrating her study process on the podcast for like half an hour.
Literally organizing her notebook.
Yeah. Literally. It's like, she's like, this is how I bullet journal. But like, you can't see anything. Because like, that would be, I guess, useful on a YouTube video if you could like see
Do people listen to it?
I don't think so. Why would they? That sounds terrible.
But at the same time, why would people listen to this show? And apparently we do have listeners.
Because it's on the radio. So, like, you're driving to work, you just switch it on, right? But if you are listening to a podcast, you're making an active effort to, like, put that
Let me listen to this organizational podcast. Yeah. I would never. No. There aren't a lot of podcasts that I'm into, but I know you like podcasts.
I do. What are your favorite podcasts?
I don't have one.
You don't have any? Do you listen to podcasts at all?
I had one. It's these five professors who live in different parts of the United States and Canada, and they are philosophy professors. Ooh. And they talk about, it's called like Open Mind or something. Anyways, it's pretty interesting. They just talk about, they read a book each week and then they talk about it.
That's really cool. What's that called?
I forget, but it's really nice. Actually, it'll be in my, should I look?
Look, yeah.
That would be useful for the radio show, right?
In the meantime, I'll discuss my favorite podcast, which is Revisionist History with Malcolm Gladwell.
You love this one.
I talk about this podcast like every day, like incessantly. I love it. Anytime anyone asks me for a podcast recommendation, my first go-to answer is Revisionist History with Malcolm Gladwell. If there were one person on the planet who I could have dinner with, living, dead, etc., Malcolm Gladwell. And listen, I know allegedly he was on Epstein's plane.
What?
Yeah, apparently he was on Epstein's plane.
That's fucked.
I have not seen this, like, verified, but, like, I saw on Twitter that someone was like, Malcolm Gladwell be talking like he wasn't on Epstein's plane. And I was like, what? And then I didn't investigate any further. So I'm choosing to live in denial for the most part because I love the podcast Separate the Art from the Artist.
I cannot believe this.
It's not good, definitely.
Also, but looking through my podcast, it's actually terrifying.
What is it?
So it's called Philosophize This. Then there's Thank God I'm Atheist. And then there's Revisionist History.
Ah! Which one?
What do you mean, which one? Which Carlos episode? Doesn't remember.
That's the best one. Did I tell you to watch that one?
No.
Did Dan tell you to
Daniel told me to watch it. Okay,
I show Daniel.
Really?
Yes. In second year, I show Daniel
made
that
me
one.
Cry.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I was really crying on the bus listening to that. And then he was crying on the street listening to that. And then you were crying. Were you listening to it?
I was crying on the street listening to it.
There you go.
It.
See, we're all listening to this podcast. Just and I played
you
it for my
really
mom.
You should really watch it, yeah.
I played it for my mom on the car on the way down from Whistler because she was falling asleep trying to drive in the snow in the dark. And I was like, that's not good. So I played it. And then she was crying in the snow
that's
in the
really,
dark driving.
Is that I, better?
No.
That's arguably worse.
We just pulled over because she was like, I can't see you. I was like, that's fair. I probably shouldn't have played you this podcast that I knew was going to make you cry.
It's so sad.
But it woke her up. Like, she was awake. She was just like, couldn't see because she was crying. But she was like falling asleep beforehand. Anyway, I have a lot of, I'm really good at making my mom cry.
Seriously?
You know, like, okay, family, like, when you have, like, you can, you know how to push your family's buttons, you know? When I was ages 14 to 16, I was the meanest person on the entire planet. And I would make a game out of, like, making my mom cry.
Are you serious?
I was not a good person, yeah. I was, like, hormonal. You're telling me you never made your mom cry?
I've never made her intentionally, like, intentionally made her cry.
Okay.
No. Like, my mom rarely cries. She doesn't cry often
at all. My mom doesn't cry often anymore because I'm not a bitch anymore, but, like, I used to not.
She cried solely because you were a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, most of the time.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah, I was really bad.
That's awful.
And we have a great relationship now, and I'm kind of like, if I had a kid and my kid did that to me, I would, like, literally put them up for adoption.
Wait, because you have, like, mommy issues, right?
Yes.
You're, like, self-proclaimed.
Yes.
Okay, but now it's better.
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I know, it's great. I mean, not solved.
Oh, right, but, like,
they're deep-seated, baby.
Yeah.
But definitely better.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Thanks.
Therapy.
Yeah, therapy. You know what? Okay, yesterday I had a therapy session and I, like, lay on the floor on my yoga mat and, like, cried. And then I finished and I was like, therapy works when you, like, don't lie to your therapist. You know?
Oh my God.
Crazy.
Were you lying to your therapist for a while?
Not lying, but just, like, withholding select information. Because, like, sometimes, you know, you have thoughts and you're like, I shouldn't think that. Like, that's not right for me to think. Like, if you just,
I bet you have crazy ass thoughts.
I have fucked up thoughts. Messed up thoughts.
Like the word fuck.
Stop! You can't say it on the radio. I don't know if you can. I think you guys told me that in, like, second year when I started doing the show, and I like internalized it. And for the first year I was doing the show, I was so terrified about saying any swear words that I just like, it was ever present on my mind.
And then you heard us say it.
Yeah, and I'm like, whatever. What were we talking about?
Fucked up thoughts. Oh, messed up thoughts.
Stop!
I hate it here.
Yeah, I have a lot of really messed up thoughts. And so when I started telling her about them, she was like, oh, okay, we can work through those. And I was like, wait, so true.
So you can get rid of those.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's insane.
I know.
And so have you had less messed up thoughts?
Yeah.
Seriously.
I know. I'm a firm believer everyone should go to therapy. It'll change
your life. No, I know. I really need to go to... My mom really wants me to go to a Jungian analyst, Carl Jung. He has a type of... I don't know. It's called psychotherapy.
Yes.
That's what she does every Wednesday at 7 p.m. And so she comes home crying each time.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Your mom has some deep-seated issues.
She's a psychiatrist.
Your mom is a psychiatrist?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Clean.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. I wonder... You know the saying that's like, who shaves the barber? Like, mm-hmm. Who therapizes the therapist?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a valid question. I think it's a psychotherapist. Because she doesn't
It's the same
really,
thing.
I don't know.
It's the same thing.
She talks about it very differently.
I'm a psych major. It's the same thing.
Okay, well
she's psychi- like, she's a doctor.
She's a doctor.
Yeah, so that's different than a psychotherapist. They're like
they're
a
different,
therapist.
Yeah.
Whereas a psychiatrist like prescribes medicine.
Oh, I'm saying that psychotherapy and therapy are different.
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe. Apparently they go.
Your mom is an actual doctor, and I'm a fourth year psych major, so no, maybe she's right. But
no, but I apparently it's when part of it is they sit behind you, and you're like sitting in front, and they kind of imitate the trauma that you've been through, and then you're like talking directly at the trauma.
Okay, no, I don't do that.
Or, like, you're laying down. You're laying down. I don't know what the details are.
Freudian. Like, the typical, like, you're on a couch and you're lying down and someone's taking notes while you're talking. Like that. Like, the Maybe. Cartoon of it. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyways, she's trying to find one for me that's, like, over Zoom.
Yeah.
So that way it's not as hard with the insurance and stuff.
Oh, true.
Because...
Yeah, no. I had a couple of problems with that. Like, I had a friend who... This is funny. She, like... She came out to her therapist, and that same day her therapist was like, I can't treat you anymore because you moved out of province. Yeah.
That's really sad.
Come out to your therapist for the first time, you're like, wow, like, I feel so vindicated, and your therapist is like, I can't see you anymore. Like,
that's tragic, because it probably took her a lot to, like, get there.
And, like, okay, I recognize that you're like, this is sad, and it is sad, but I'm peeing my pants over here. Like, that's so funny. That's so funny to me.
That's what I feel kind of... I've had one therapy session, and mm-hmm. they were an asshole. Like, I really didn't... It was through McGill. Sorry.
Yeah.
And they just kind of wanted me to unload, and then they were like, sorry, we usually only focus on, like, one problem and, like, how to realistically get through it, but it seems like you really need, like, a long-term psychiatrist. Because as soon as I hear OCD, I think that you need to be medicated or something
like that.
And I was like... Oh.
What is the point of you if you're like, I am a therapist, but I can only see you for like one thing for a short period of time?
That's like, literally nobody is like that.
No.
And that's, I feel like it's supposed to be a really holistic, like, let's take into everything into mm-hmm. consideration. Let me look at you as a person, understand why this is affecting you. You can't do that if you're literally just picking on one problem.
Yeah.
And being like, okay, let's work through
this. Well, you can't even work through that one problem if you don't have any context. Like, why?
No.
Like, if you don't know why someone has a problem, you can't work through the problem. No. Like, it's not possible. Because then you're not addressing the root cause of their problem.
No, yeah. So it really left me discouraged because I was just like, okay, you want me to, you've literally made me fill out a form with, like, what I perceive to be my trauma. And then you're, like, you're asking me these personal questions. And then it comes to our therapy appointment. And you're just like, sorry, just going to have to, like, pass you over to somebody else.
Yeah.
And that's just like, oh, yeah. I've been trying to call the McGill Clinic every day to just, like, get an appointment for therapy. Mm-hmm. And then they're just like, our lines are full. Sorry.
I've heard nothing but horrible things about McGill, like, trying to get therapy through McGill.
Yeah.
Or even, like, for a lot of international students trying to get their meds transferred over here.
Oh, my God.
Like, impossible.
Seriously?
Yeah. Which is insane, because it's, like, people do that to live, you know?
Yeah,
like,
no,
you can't
honestly.
You need that, like, to like, be a functioning human being. And
that's,
like,
off-brand for Canada, I feel like.
Yeah.
But maybe, like, on-brand. From the United States perspective, I feel like it's off-brand. But
I don't actually know. Like, Because I've never experienced healthcare in any other country, so I don't even know. Like, I don't know where does the issue come, like, what side is the issue coming from? Like, is it the U.S. side that, like, is not able to transfer the medication, or is it us who can't fill the medication?
Oh, is it your international friends who are from the United States?
Yeah.
Yeah. I literally think it's just because medications are, oh, my docs are ripping.
Oh, no.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah, they like, are. See my,
they're really bad quality.
Doc Martens?
Yeah. Look.
Another whole thing is that they're really good quality.
Do you see that split?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah, especially because I'm showing her this split in my platform.
Yeah.
I tried to fill it up with glue at one point, and it didn't work.
I thought the whole point of Doc Martens is that they're like $200 because they last you your whole life.
These were $400.
$400?
Yeah.
And they're breaking? How long have you had them?
I got them winter 20 or fall 2020.
No, that's messed up.
Isn't that messed
that's
up.
Messed up. You have to like go to the Doc Martens store.
No,
like,
I emailed them tons of times. Yeah. And I was like, this is what's happening. And they were just like, oh, that seems like neglect. I was like, sorry. If the slit were at the front of my shoe, fine, because that shows like I'm running into stuff.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's completely on the side,
yeah,
where there's absolutely no conflict.
Also, they're shoes. Like, they're made to be walked around in. Like
I work in these.
Yeah. What is your, like, shoes. If you're like, your whole brand is like, we're built for like long days, hard work.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to last you a lifetime. And then you're splitting after someone's like walking around in your shoes a little bit.
Is that their brand though? Like, oh, we're going to, this is something to last.
Yeah.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah, totally. That's why they're so, that's how they justify the price of their shoe. They're like, this will last you a long time. It's like Blundstones. Like, or like.
But Blundstones actually last, don't they?
I've had mine for 2 years now and they're fine. Like, they're doing really well. But
oh, really?
They're like discolored, but that's because like I don't take care of them, you know?
I only wear black shoes, so I don't really.
Oh, mine are black.
Oh, really?
They just like, the front
spots?
Of it. Like, because I take my shoes off from the back. Like, I use my shoe to pull my shoe off. So the back of it's like all scratched up and the front of it's all scratched up. But I like don't care. Because like, no, I do that to all my shoes. They all look like that. And at the end of the day, it's like their
shoes.
It's a shoe. It's made to be walked around in and used.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
No,
so.
I think that. I love the look of shoes being used. Mm-hmm. But, whatever. I wouldn't buy a pair of Docs if you're not mentally prepared for them to decay within a year.
Well, and also, don't they give you mad blisters when you first wear them before they've broken in?
Yeah.
Like, what is the point of them then? If they give you blisters and they don't last?
Why they do that? Like,
yeah.
I'm actually confused. Anyways, I think I should go to a cobbler, get them fixed.
I can't believe it's a real thing.
Isn't that insane?
The word cobbler just seems like 1,000 years ago.
She's like a dessert.
Yeah.
It is a dessert.
It is a dessert. Peach cobbler. Thank you.
favorite dessert?
My favorite dessert?
In the world.
That's just the hardest question anyone's ever asked me. My favorite dessert?
Yeah. Like, if you could have one thing for Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, that's, you can't say Thanksgiving dinner because that's different. Okay. I'm having pumpkin pie.
Favorite thing for dinner after dinner.
Favorite dessert? Probably like lava cake, chocolate lava cake. Oh no, tiramisu.
Oh wow.
Tiramisu. I love tiramisu.
I love tiramisu as well.
I like muck up a good tiramisu. Mm. I went to, my parents took me to Venice a few years ago.
No biggie.
Yeah, easy money. And we happened to be there on my 14th birthday. And we went out and I got tiramisu and it was my dessert. And it was the, probably like, I, like, you know in Ratatouille when like fireworks are going off when he's eating the food? That was me.
Really?
I was in blissful heaven.
That like, is so fucking amazing.
Best tiramisu I've ever had in my life.
Wait,
yeah.
Really?
It was my birthday.
That's so cute.
I know, and I had braces. My mom let me wear lipstick and mascara for the first time. I had this, like, this cute little dress on and these, like, heels I had just bought.
And you were
like,
eating tiramisu.
I think tiramisu with a okay, the thing about Venice, though, is that it stinks. It smells really bad. Because, like, there's, like, fish and, like, garbage in the water. And everywhere there is water.
Wait, what the fuck?
It smells really bad. Yeah. It's, like, beautiful, but it stinks. Everything is super expensive. And it's sinking into the ocean. So it's going to be gone soon.
I remember seeing, an action movie in Venice. Mm-hmm. And there was an elevator that was, like, going down and the building was flooding. And then they, like, drowned in the elevator.
Yeah. That sounds about right. What movie is that?
I don't remember.
That is terribly gruesome.
I really want to watch it again because I don't remember. It was kind of like a love story action movie and they're like kissing in the elevator. Ooh. As they like go down and drown.
That's like the scene in Titanic when it's the old people and they're like holding each other as they drown in the cabin. Have you seen Titanic? That's like the saddest. That scene, I don't cry in Titanic until that moment. That and when the band is playing out.
Oh my god. Yeah, when the. Oh my god. When like the band keeps playing. I know. And then the mom is.
The mom and her twins. I know. And the water's rushing through the door.
I start crying when Rose gets her axe, mm-hmm. gets the axe, and tries to knock his handcuffs off.
Yeah.
And then they're running through the ship and their gates.
Yeah.
That is a very terrifying
And part. The lights are flickering. And the you're lights like, are flickering. And it's filled with water. Like, they're going to get electrocuted. Like, right. Like it's terrifying. It's so scary.
Oh,
that's
my
like,
God.
My roommate always leaves the flat iron, like, plugged in. And, like, she leaves it in the sink.
No.
Because we don't have, like, a place to put the thing. So she leaves it plugged in the sink. And I'm like, we are going to die. So we are going to die.
If you turn on...
I don't actually know how that works, if I'm being completely honest. But water conducts electricity.
Yeah, so basically, if you turned on the water...
Yeah.
And there was, like, a puddle of water forming in the sink...
Yeah.
And you put your hand in the water, you would get electrocuted.
I think it would electrocute. I don't know that for sure, but I feel like it travels down the...
No, I think it's true, because, you know Phineas, Billie Eilish's brother?
Yes! Their basement flooded.
Their basement flooded, and they were, like, going through their basement.
Do you watch Claudia Saluski vlogs?
Yes. Me too! I've been watching Claudia Saluski for, like,
I've been watching her since before she met him.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with her.
I love her. She's
I love her even more so now. Hot. She's so beautiful. But I love her even more now because she has so much money.
She has so like, much money.
I watch videos and, like I watch them. People think this is weird to me, but I watch them to calm down. People are like, this is, like, very, like... non-class struggle of you, but I'm like, she has no problems.
Yeah,
she has a like hot rich boyfriend who she's like very committed to. They have a beautiful talented. House together, a dog, a gorgeous backyard. She makes thousands of dollars per Instagram post. Like, there she's so beautiful. She's so skinny.
Yeah, like no, it's literally like so frustrating. No, yesterday I was watching Claudia Saluski and Mika was like, how can you watch this shit? Like, and I'm like, I literally don't know. Like, this is just like an escape. This is escapism.
It tickles a part of my brain that nothing else in the world, like, because I wouldn't watch like Jeff Bezos do a vlog because I'd be like, fuck that.
Yeah,
but something about Claudia Saluski, she's just so like clean.
Yeah, no,
like she radiates like clean, taken care of energy. Like, I bet her cuticles are so nice.
Yeah, like, productive.
Yeah.
Very, very, very scarily perfect. You know mm-hmm. the, when Margot Robbie did the American Psycho morning routine?
No.
Really?
No, what's that? What do you mean?
She, Margot Robbie did a morning routine video for Vogue or something.
Oh, yeah.
That was imitating the American Psycho, like, oh, walking. And it, she's like, oh, and I get my, like, little metal things to put on the my under eye bags after I get out of the shower, and I do, like, morning yoga, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, it was, like, the perfect psychopath morning routine.
Yeah.
And Claudia Soluzzi feels like that for me.
Yeah.
It's really terrifying. No, but I feel like she has, it kind of scratches my brain because it's like, okay, if I had this much money, my life would look kind of similar to this.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Well, also it's funny because she's, okay, she's in therapy now. And so she's talking about her journey in therapy. And listen, I know I was saying literally 20 minutes ago, I'm a huge proponent of everyone should go to therapy. Claudia Soluzzi doesn't need therapy. I'm sorry, I hate to say it. I know I don't know anything about her life, but she's like talking about her journey through therapy. She's like, I'm unlocking so many things about her, like myself.
And like, it's just, I don't need to say yes to everything. I don't need to like wait to craft the perfect text to a person. I'm like,
these are your problems? These are your problems?
Oh, your texts are...
I texted Rose this morning. I am having a lot of trouble getting out of bed. Yeah. I don't know if I can get to like record this today. And she's like, like, I don't know how to craft a text message
to send.
I
don't. Like, sometimes I just like don't respond because I don't want... I want to send the perfect message. Yeah. I'm just like, girl. Like,
you're making this shit up. I hate... Like, listen. But you're making this shit up.
Like, that's the kind of therapy where it's like, okay, you're really trying to make yourself perfect at this point. Like, be the perfect person where I'm just trying to, like, operate.
Live. I'm trying to live on a day-to-day basis. Exactly. I'm trying to exist in the world and not, like, die. Or kill others.
Yeah.
Not that that's something I want to do.
I feel like that's the filter that you use for your therapist. Like, oh, sorry, that was just, like,
no!
A metaphor.
I need to clarify for our listeners. I don't feel urges to murder. I don't.
Sometimes the way she talks to me, I'm like, oh my god.
I don't. I swear to god, I don't. Well, okay. Sometimes I want to murder Rose. Sometimes a little part of me, like is like a little voice.
There's
like,
no.
Kill her.
There's
kill
no. Her. Like, obviously, you're kidding.
Yes, obviously, I'm kidding. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if I was sitting here right now admitting on radio to you that a part of me wants to kill you? That's
I don't know.
Insane.
I feel like you would definitely do that.
No, I don't. No, absolutely not.
That's, yeah. Well, I feel like bitches be psychos.
They really do be.
They really do be.
Yeah. Myself included.
Yeah, I'm like kind of a psycho.
Yeah.
Sometimes I hear my mom talk and I'm just like, yeah, of course. This makes sense. This is the part. Like my brother and I, we have very parallel psychopathic tendencies.
Say more on that.
So every time we would... I feel like it's maybe OCD too. Every time we would drink soda and there was like the bottle cap, we would like put the bottle cap in our mouths and be like... And it would make us like really, really scared because we'd be like, what if we swallow it? Like we die. And but like we would have the urge to like put it in our mouths to like be on the edge.
That's like whenever you're on like a really high... surface, like what scares me about being in a high place is not that it's high, it's like a little part of me is like you should jump,
or you should push someone,
yeah. Like, and
do you know the itch
like do it
there's
like,
something
never
but the fact that in your body you would be capable of literally just launching yourself over
I think that all the time
like pushing somebody or like it scares me really
I know badly. I'm like I could just do it like or if I'm driving I'm like I could just crash my car right now
and like affect people's lives and that's scary to know that I have the potential and that's when I think about all the bad things that happen in the world I'm like damn like honestly I'm surprised
more bad things don't happen. Yeah,
because like if more people thought like us. No, but you know when Michael Jackson held the baby and like put it over the thing?
Would do that.
Like literally me.
Yeah.
And my mom, she's like, yeah, every time I hold a baby, I'm scared. I'm just going to like have the urge to kill it.
This is my issue with babies is that I know that if at some point, like if I held enough babies, I would drop one.
Yeah.
Not on purpose,
no,
but I would drop one.
Yeah, no,
and then
sure.
Like you just drop a baby.
And
like then what do you do?
They die, right? Don't they?
I don't know. Like, you know, like, you dropped on your head as a baby or whatever. Like, I don't think you'd die if it was from a short enough height. But I'm just, like, walking and, like, holding a baby. Like, I might drop it.
No, the fact that most people don't drop their babies and they're literally holding them for, like, 5 years straight.
Yeah. Or I drop my cat 4 times a day.
Yeah, but cats are, like, extremely.
They're wriggly, too.
They land on their feet.
Yeah.
Or if they land on their back, they flip over really fast.
They always land on their feet. That's their whole thing.
They're so cute.
I know.
I love cats.
I love cats. And I'm a dog person, and I love cats.
I hate dogs.
Really?
I hate dogs.
You hate dogs?
I really dislike dogs.
That's a really unpopular opinion.
I know.
That's an opinion that, like, actually
no one else in the planet has. Every time at work, people are, like, petting dogs. They're like, oh my god, I'm so cute. They take out their phones to take pictures.
Yeah.
I cannot relate.
Really? Like, what happened in your childhood that you don't like dogs?
I'll tell you exactly what happened.
Yeah.
I had a cat named Gaspar. And it was the cutest cat ever. And my brother was like, oh, we need a new cat. I want a dog.
Yes.
And I'm like, no, I don't want one. And then the parents get a new dog. Mm-hmm. Gaspar and Lola, the new dog, don't get along at all. They're, like, almost ready to kill each other.
Yeah.
And so we give the cat away to our neighbor. And we keep the fucking dog. We still have her. Her name's Lola. She's losing teeth every day.
But do you love her? She's been in your life for so long. How can you not love her? Okay, that's psychopathic. You're worse than me. You're worse than me. That's something, if you ever get a therapist, Rose, don't tell them that you hate your dog.
Wait, really?
No, I'm kidding! Tell them you hate your dog. They'll dismiss you. Like, they'll get rid of you like they got rid of it to my gay friend.
Yeah, honestly. Because they're like, oh, this is serious.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Do I love her?
You're hesitating for far too long. You do not like this dog.
No, I don't like her. She's really mean. She's just like, she doesn't cuddle.
Puppy.
She's a Yorkshire Terrier.
Oh, that's so cute. Okay, honestly though, I feel like if you had gotten a big dog, the big dog would have liked the cat. Because big dogs and cats always have like cute little relationships.
Oh, I always think this. I would love to have a big dog.
No, me too. Okay, that's, but, like, I don't like small dogs either.
The small yappy things.
No,
like,
me either.
I get really frustrated.
I don't like them either. My friend has a little white dog that just yaps, and I babysat it for a while, and it shit and pissed all over my carpet. And I was always barking and whining.
Oh, no.
I hated that thing. Hated it.
You can't do that.
No. I don't. This is my thing. I'm like, if you're going to be small, you should just be a cat. You know? Like, if you're going to be a small house animal, you should just be a cat.
Or a hamster.
No, but a hamster's smaller than that.
Yeah, if you're at that size.
And there's no dog-sized hamsters. Or hamster. Wait. There's no hamsters. Wait.
Hamster-sized dogs?
Yes, that's what I meant to say.
Oh. That would be funny, though.
That'd be insane. Can you imagine? It's, like, running on a wheel. It's, like, a little Dalmatian, but it's, like, running in a gerbil wheel.
That would be really cute.
That'd be really funny. We should draw that and get them tattooed. Never thought
is dull. I haven't felt before. Never touched a storm. I felt a wind so strong. Never knew, never felt, never had something. All the stories say something, something more than I ever knew. Something real, try and see something right, true, and everything, oh, you'll ever need, cause you just got to find something, keep you burning through the cold, well, don't forget that one thing, far from shining clear as gold, well, don't forget, just tell me about it, everything you wanna be, no more playing now. Ever go? Oh, don't you forget about it. Every thought, always and only, just enough. Say just around, and I wanna know, wanna be, wanna see what this means. Cause I know that there's got to be something more than everything you'll ever need. Cause you just put it on something to keep you burning through the cold. That one thing, far from shining, glitter is gold. Well, don't forget, just tell me about it. It's everything you ever need. No, I'm playing now. Well, don't you ever go. Oh, don't you forget.
Everyone's got to find that something, one thing to hold on. Everyone's got to find that something. Hold on so long, don't you forget about. Everyone's got to find that something, one thing to hold on. Everyone's got to find that something.
We should tell them about that.
Okay, guys, our next show, this is our plan. Me and Rose are gonna get tattooed and we're gonna do it live on the air.
Live on the air, yes. Tattooed. Still TBD. We need somebody to draw what we're gonna get tattooed.
I think you can draw it. You're a really good artist. We're sitting in Rose's room right now, and if you were here, you could see the art on her walls that she's done is really good.
That's really sweet of you, but I can't do realistic things.
It doesn't have to be realistic.
Imitating this painting that you see here, and it's just kind of like it became satirical more than anything else. Okay, so I can't make Ear Man look like
Ear Man's not supposed to look better. You have to give him feet.
I just have to, yeah. So like, I designed it with feet, but it's the arms for me. The arms are like sharp little toothpicks.
I'm like kind of mad at that because that's the charm of it. It's like kind of ugly, which is why I like it.
You don't want to have rounded edges.
Okay, then draw it rounded.
Yeah, okay. So I think what I'll do is I'll just, like, little hands.
Yeah.
And then big, like, little shoes. Circle hands, yes. Big shoes with, like, a little bow. Like,
yeah. Lace. No, I'm here for that.
Okay.
Okay.
I think I'm going to get a noodle tattooed on my arm because my mom calls me Noodle.
That is cute.
You think so?
Yeah.
You were texting me, like, no.
No, I was texting you because, first of all, you said I want to get Scrat from Ice Age tattooed. That's a no for me.
He's right above my bed.
That's a no for me, dog.
Probably my favorite character ever.
That's, yeah, you know what? That checks out. That's very,
like,
you.
It's such a cute character.
Yeah, yeah, it is cute.
He's just chaotic. Anyways.
He just really wants the acorn.
So I should get the noodle.
I think the noodle's cute, and I think that you should also get the ear man.
Yeah.
I think you should get both.
Should I get the noodle? I'm wondering if it should be, like, a spaghetti noodle.
A macaroni noodle.
Or a macaroni.
A macaroni noodle is so cute.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yes.
So it shouldn't be a squiggly line.
I think you should get a macaroni noodle. Yeah, that's my honest opinion. Viewers, listeners, weigh in.
I don't want it to look like a rainbow.
Well, okay, like, look up drawing of noodle and, like, look around a bit. Like, shop around a bit and see what
you
like.
I was just thinking, like, a squiggly line. But, yeah, maybe a macaroni noodle.
Well, a squiggly line just looks like a squiggly line. It doesn't look like a noodle.
That's a great point.
Yeah. I think you need to make sure it looks like a noodle. Otherwise, it's just a line.
God, it's stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Can I see your tattoo right now?
Yeah.
Are you gonna get, like, a bunch of tattoos?
I want more, for sure. Oh, just manhandle my arm.
Oh my god, I can feel the texture of it.
That fades. It, like, once it scars over, it, like, is under a layer of skin.
And but does right it now, hurt?
No, not at all.
Tattoos are so weird.
They're crazy. It's, like, crazy, because, like, when I first got it, I was like, oh my god, this is permanently on my flesh. And it's only been 3 weeks, but, like, I don't think about it anymore. Like, I don't think about it. I see it on my arm, and I'm like, okay. Like, I don't think the permanence of it, like, really bothers me at all. And I thought it really would, because, like, I usually would get anxious about something that's permanent like that. But, like, I don't, like, care. I'm like, really? It's skin. Okay?
Okay.
Like, what, like, really, realistically.
Like, at 50 years old.
What's gonna, but, like, so?
You have a tattoo on you.
But, like, think about it. Everyone that's our age cool. has a tattoo.
That's kind of cool.
So, like, by 50, we're all gonna have skin that looks like this, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I think if I was the only person getting tattoos and nobody else was, then I'd be worried about it. But I just think, like...
Who else is getting tattoos?
Everyone's got a tattoo.
Really? Yeah. Nobody in this house does.
That's true.
I think I'd be the first one to get a tattoo in this house. That's crazy. Which honestly, like, scares me.
Yeah, that's fair. I just feel like I know so many people who have tattoos that it doesn't scare me anymore.
Mm. Did your parents approve of it or no?
My mom hates it. She was so funny. I texted her and I was trying to make a joke out of it and like kind of like surprise her. I was like, oh, what do you think of this design? Taylor's getting it done right now, which is my roommate. And she was like, I refuse to comment any longer on other people's body choices. Like, don't ask me about your roommate's tattoos. And I was like, okay, it's mine, lol. And her exact words, ready? Why though?
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah. Oh, why though?
Oh my god.
And WHYTHO. Yeah. Why though? All lowercase.
And did you actually respond? Or?
Yeah, I was like, because I like it. And she was like, okay.
I told my mom, I was like, I think I'm going to get a noodle because you call me noodle. And she said, I don't think this can solve all of our problems.
Stop!
I was like, mom, you really didn't have to hit me with
that. Funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. I don't think this will solve all our problems.
Yeah, like,
oh my god.
And I'm like, oh, mom, you didn't have to like bring the drama into all of this.
Yeah.
Like, let me just have a fucking tattoo.
She's like, actually, really we have issues.
We have issues, and you getting a noodle tattoo isn't going to solve them.
Like, mom, that wasn't the point. I just wanted to, like, commemorate.
Yeah, honestly. And because I think I used to have a food account
mm-hmm.
in high school called Shiesty Noodle.
Okay.
And I made merch and everything.
Ooh, damn.
Yeah. No, yeah, I painted merch and stuff.
Wow.
And I was like, Shiesty Noodle, like, that's me. And so I've just been obsessed with noodles ever
that's
since
cute.
Then. And my mom calls me Nuyet, like Nuyet.
Aww.
Which is noodle. Isn't that so cute?
That is adorable.
So yeah, I'm going to get a noodle,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know. Tomorrow? Is that the day we're doing it?
Allegedly, but here's the thing is that I don't know where we're going to go or who we're going
to. We'll probably have to, like, book for a week from now.
Yeah.
We'll just do that. Anyways, well, how many minutes are we at?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, bestie.
We just chatted. We just like shot the breeze for half an hour.
It's so funny because like we should hang out.
I have been saying this.
Annika was like, oh, we should go for coffee. And I was like, okay. And then like we tried to plan for it and then it didn't work out.
No, I was like, let's go this day. She's like, I can't. I was like, let's go this day. She doesn't respond for like a week. And then she texts me, I am clinically, new text, an awful person.
Okay, I said, you said, okay, let's do like Friday or Thursday morning. And then I didn't respond until Thursday morning. And I was like, oh, do you still want to do this at this time? Like 30 minutes from now? And you were like, and then you responded after the fact.
Because I was asleep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Literally all my fault.
Yeah.
But I'm just really bad at reaching out to people.
That's what Lucia also said. She's like, if I didn't live with Rose, I would never see her.
No.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't know. It's
Sandy.
Also planning things.
Mm-hmm.
I find that a lot of the time I'm not in the mood when the time comes.
Mm.
So like planning ahead terrifies me. I have to do everything like on the whim.
But like, I feel like to a certain extent, if I'm like planning something and I'm feeling like, oh, I don't want to go. I usually go and I have fun anyway.
No.
What?
No.
You don't?
No.
Okay. Well, that's because you're putting yourself in a bad mood, and then you go, and you're like, I'm going to be in a bad mood, and then you're in a bad mood. It's, like, really coming down snow-wise. It's a good thing Mika didn't
Oh, my gosh! I have to go to work!
Yeah. Okay, everyone, this has been CQT, All Things McGill, 90.3 FM. Thank you so much for listening. Rose has to bike to work in the coming down snow. Everyone, wish her luck.
Bye. I'm going to be in bad mood. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Charlie, and I like to popularize science. Vaccination against COVID-19 for children aged 5 to 11 has begun. As parents, you may be asking if your child will receive the same vaccine as adults. The vaccine used for children younger than 12 years old contains a smaller amount of mRNA because children's immune systems respond better than those of adults. And even though they're